Welcome everyone, you're listening to the World Cup Sound of Football podcast. I'm Chris Oakley, and if you're listening to us for the first time, welcome aboard. We're very glad you could join us in time for the greatest football show on earth. If you've listened to us before, then you'll know that by us, I mean myself and my two chums from Some People on the Pitch and the Onion Bag, Terry DeFellin and Graham Sibley. Hello Terry and Graham.
Hello.
Hello Chris.
Well, now, those of you that have been with us for a while will know that some months ago we actually did the World Cup draw ourselves because we figured that we didn't need Sepp Blatter and Heidi Klum and anybody else that happened to be around over in Nyon. So on the back of that success, we thought we'd gather here by way of a preview to the World Cup, which is going to be starting in a few days' time, by essentially telling you who's going to win the World Cup. Indeed, not just the World Cup in entirety, but we're going to go through group by group. So if you don't want to know who's going to win the World Cup, now might be a good time to switch off the podcast and listen to Mr. Richardson over at The Guardian or Chris and Gary over at 240 Tackle Podcast, all that kind of stuff. But we're going to crack on now and go through group by group and give you the benefit of our opinions, and we're going to see who we think is going to transpire as the winners and so on. Enough of my waffling on. So over to Group A then, to begin with. Group A, which contains France, Mexico, the hosts, South Africa, and Uruguay. Now then, at this point, I shall hand over, as ever, to one of my two glamorous assistants, Graham, who's going to perhaps lead us through fixture by fixture or game by game, I don't know, or just to begin the proceedings, having a bit of a general waffle about stuff. What do you reckon on this then, Graham?
Well, I think this is going to be quite an interesting group because it's really going to boil down to how good the hosts are. Now, everyone's thinking that the hosts aren't that very good, really. But it usually works out that by sort of fair means or dubious means, the hosts are pretty much cushioned through to the next stage. I think so. We could see that while everyone's saying, "Well, South Africa are probably the worst team actually at the World Cup," I still think you could see them getting through to the next stage, maybe as runners-up in this group. That said, it is a strong group because you've got France there and you've got Mexico there, and Uruguay, who came through the South American qualification. I think they came through on the playoff, didn't they, Terry?
That's right.
So it's a tough old group for the hosts, but I see France. Say what you like about them and about how they got here, but I see them winning this group, and I think that South Africa will surprise everyone and sneak through as runners up. What do you think, Terry?
I agree. For pretty much the same reasons that you give. I understand they have improved marginally under Pereira, the new coach. And are a better team than were in the Confederations Cup last year, where they were pretty awful. I think the power of the Vuvuzela, and frankly, I think that the referee will give them as easy a time as they possibly can. I know we don't like to talk about this thing, but this sort of thing does go on with the hosts. Hosts do get an easy ride of it in these tournaments from referees, and I think that. Yeah, it's not going to be more than that. It's going to be, they'll just about squeeze through, just on the basis of the raw emotion carrying them through. I really hope they do, because it would be crap if they don't.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, in my opinion and all that, I think France are looking a little shaky, but no one quite knows which France is going to turn up at the moment, because I think Raymond Domenech has kind of set a siege mentality of sort of saying we're tucked away in our base camp, everything's fine, we don't have to listen to the press and the public sort of harping on about how bad we are, we'll be fine. And they've got all their players and undoubtedly very talented players, but there's a question mark there for me about them. But of course, there's every chance they'll finish top. It's just when you've seen something like their 2002 campaign where it all went a bit bosoms up, if I can use that phrase, you just sort of wonder if there's the potential there for that to happen again. Mexico in the recent friendly against England, they were very good possession, playing possession football, but kind of led to very little in terms of actual goals scored. And Uruguay, won't be any pushovers, but I just don't think there's any kind of spark there. But coming back to South Africa, I just think that they were pretty poor prior to maybe the last few months or so, but the last couple of games I've played, they've actually looked like a much more there's much more potential there for them to be successful, and every chance that they could sneak through in second place. But although personally I would say probably third, which would be a surprise really, because it's, as we've said or touched on a moment ago, I think the host nations do tend to go through just about. But I guess I'm going to be outnumbered 2-1 on this. It sounds like you're both going for France as the group winners and South Africa second. Would that be right?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I suspect on consensus, then we'll go with that. Then so France first, South Africa second.
Good stuff. Right. Okay. Which you know, brings us on to Group B. Now, Group B, that's Argentina's group, and they're there with South Korea, with Nigeria and Greece.
Right.
Right. Now, what do we think about that one then, Chris? What do you think?
Well, I think obviously there was much hoo-ha about Argentina prior to the coming to the end of the qualifying stage, and the fact that Maradona quite clearly lost it by no other factor than the fact that he's grown a beard. I mean, if that doesn't show a sign of insanity, then I don't know what is. But I think since they've been in their sort of training camp and so on and so forth, they seem to have kind of got things together. Or the last couple of friendlies they had, a bit like South Africa actually, they seem to be benefiting perhaps somewhat from just getting their minds together and whatever. They all know that now, if there's any players that should have been in the squad, well, forget them now. They've not been picked there. You know, all these kind of notable names that we've mentioned before, I think. Certainly you and I did, Graham, in the Champions League podcast that we did. They're not involved now, so you're down to the final squad. So I think that Argentina should easily, comfortably sort of qualify from the group, which is probably no great shock. Greece, I think, will probably be dismissed by a lot of people, but are actually pretty good and a lot better than a lot of people give them credit for. Nigeria, I saw during the World, not the World Cup, big upon the African Nations Cup, and I wasn't convinced. South Korea, notorious now, really, almost for just not doing as well as they should outside their own continent. As I think Terry, you said in your 32 for 2010 article you did the other day for us on some people on the pitch. So my inclination is to go with Argentina 1 and Greece 2. Who's going to argue with me on
Thank
that?
Thank you. I'm not going to argue with that.
Come on, have an
argument. I'm not going to argue with that. I know I can't argue with that one. Because I mean I've got a well. I don't know, I have to think about this now, because I could have the casting vote, couldn't I? Because I think you're going to disagree with that, Graham. So I'm going to have to think very carefully about this. I certainly agree with I think Argentina will win the group. I think there's a strong possibility Argentina could win the entire World Cup, actually. But that's perhaps for a later on in there. Mm-hmm. They're certainly a fantastic side, fantastic players. Maradona has got a reputation for being a bit of a nutcase, but but if you cut him open, he wears his Argentina shirt on, underneath his skin as well as above his skin, and I think that he'll just bust a gut to try and motivate his players through. And I think he's got a tactical coach to kind of help him with the nitty gritty, such as, you know, what formation shall we play, Diego, and all of that. South Korea, I'd love to see South Korea progress through to the second round, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
I really would like them to see them do it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I really want to see Nigeria go well as well. They have changed their coach, Lars Lagerbäck, since the Africa Cup of Nations. Lars Lagerbäck has taken over. I'm not convinced with them. Greece are tidy. They're compact. They're not terribly interesting to watch. I like them, and I want them to go through, so I'm going to say that they're going to go through. But really, because I don't think Nigeria will perform, and I don't think Korea are probably good enough. So I think probably Greece by default. What do you say, Graham?
Well, I think it's the consensus between you two that Argentina first and Greece second. I would have said maybe Korea. I think they would have got that runners-up spot in that group. But I'm quite happy to see Greece there. I think they've probably got enough to actually be runners up. And you know, if they got a good result against Argentina, they could even win it. I think that group's a lot closer than people would imagine. But I think Argentina first and Greece second is a worthy call.
Interesting how none of us have said Nigeria. which is going to be controversial.
Showing at the Cup of Nations,
yeah.
I don't think
they've got a long way to go, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. They got a good win the other day, I think, against Zaire, but you know, friendly. You know,
yeah.
Doesn't really count much, does it? Really, I suppose.
And I think they're also suffering from one or two late absentees as well, like probably every other team seems to be at the moment. So that will have sort of weakened them slightly. So, but it looks like we're going for Argentina first, Greece second.
Yeah. So come on, let's talk about Group C, because we all know about this one, and this is what everyone wants to hear about.
Yeah, they all want to hear about this.
Come on, Terry, what do you think?
Oh, about Group C?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
England,
here goes,
United
then.
States, Algeria and Slovenia.
Come on. And Slovenia. Right, okie dokie then. So, I think that England are going to win this group. I think that England are going to beat the United States on the first game with the first game. I think they're going to beat Algeria, because Algeria are awful. And I think that they may well get a draw against Slovenia, and I think that's going to be enough for them to win the group. I think also that I can't help but feel this way, and we do have some American listeners. So this could be interesting. But I think
we did have before this podcast. I've got a feeling that we won't have any after. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, let's just say this, okay? The Americans are coming, okay? The Americans get better and better and better. They got to the Confederations Cup final last year. They beat Spain last year.
They did.
They were really, really good. But I think they're setting themselves up for a fall. I've seen, as an England fan, I have seen teams go to the World Cup saying, here we go, guys, this is it, this is the yep. one. We're definitely going to do something really, really special here. And they're out on their arses, and then they were on the plane back after three games. And I've just got that feeling against about the United States. It's based on nothing but an instinct.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. But and the fact that Jay Demerit is in their back four. which I think is a very, very powerful reason for me thinking they're not going to do that well. I think that's Slovenia's second place spot, with apologies to our much valued American listener. Yes.
It's been good having you as an audience, but I'm afraid everything has come to an end.
I'm going to have to echo that, I'm afraid. I think Slovenia are looking good, and I think the way they qualified really gives them a good chance of finishing up in second place. And I think the draw favours them as well, because I think they get off to a good start. I think they're playing Algeria in their first game. I think they're going to get 3 points there, and I think that's going to see them fair for the rest of that group stage.
Mm. Yes.
So England first and Slovenia second. So Chris, I mean, for the sake of the numbers, what do you think?
Well, can I just first of all start off by saying I'm just looking at the BBC football website at the moment, and they've got their little table there, obviously with all the figures set to zero. And I'm just looking, and they've actually got the Algerian flag next to Slovenia, which doesn't exactly fill you full of optimism. I just mentioned that as a technical thing, but anyway, no, I'm inclined to agree. I personally, I would go with, and I'm not just saying this to kind of reclaim their lost audience, but I'm going to go with England first, USA second, actually. I just, something tells me that the US team are looking relatively sharp. I heard a few sort of negative things in their last warm-up game before the nitty-gritty, shall we say. But I think generally, I think the US team is in better shape now than it has been for a while. And I'm not just saying that even on the basis of the Confederations Cup achievement from last year. They're still the only team, I think, that's beaten Spain in about the last year or two. So, but I think the US will be good enough to sneak in second, possibly. I think it'll be a close-run thing. They'll probably finish level on points with Slovenia, but I would go with England first, US second. But again, using our nothing but fair system, democracy here, I think it's looking like we're going to go with England first and Slovenia second overall.
Right, yes, then.
Very good.
Okay, well, that brings us on to Group D. Which
this is easy.
Germany's group. Now, this they share that one. Group with Australia, Ghana and Serbia. Now, I think, I'm going out on a limb here, but I think Serbia are going to top this group.
You've been fencing Serbia for a while, haven't you, really?
I have, yeah. I think they're going to top this group, and I think Germany are going to come second. I think Australia, I mean, like going back to the USA, USA had a great win against Australia, 3-1. And I know people say, oh, it's only a friendly, but I don't think Australia coming up to this World Cup will be seeing any game as a friendly. And to beat them 3-1 was, I think that was a big game. Mm. So I think if that's a measure of how Australia are going to fare at this World Cup, they're not going to fare very well. Garner are held together with string at the moment. It's sad because they're a good team, but none of their good players are playing. So I think they're going to be nailed to the bottom of this group. I think it's Serbia top and Germany second. Chris, what do you think?
I find very little fault in that, to be honest. I think I'm right in saying that Essien is injured now, isn't he? I think he's pretty much out of the running now as far as Garner are concerned in this.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And he's very much in much the same way as Ballack is for the German team. He's the big sort of foundation stone on which everything else is built in that team. And yes, I can see Ghana, again in the African Nations Cup, not that great a showing. Obviously one of the better teams.
Yeah, even
in
they got the final, yeah.
Sorry?
They actually got to the final, but it was on 1-0 wins. I mean, so very, very defensive performances. But I think that's not going to be good enough this time around.
Yes, I'd be honest, I haven't seen probably enough of Serbia to be sort of doing somersaults about them, but I mean, certainly from what I've seen, little I've seen in sort of playoff matches and what have you, they looked pretty good. Australia, I think, are in good form, but I think even with Germany, despite the fact that, as we mentioned, I think on the Two Footed Tackle podcast, which we made an appearance on not so long ago, with Ballack gone, there's a huge gap in terms of experienced players there. But they will, in the group stage, they'll have more than enough to take them through. So I would also go with, I think, Germany first, Serbia second, close-run thing with Australia, who would be just edged out into third. That's my view. Terry?
I think in the longer term, yeah, across the entire tournament, Germany are going to struggle. In the group stage, they're going to find it tough as well. Serbia are conceivably the better team of the group, but I don't know whether that actually means that they will be able to beat Germany to first place. I may just simply be doing the whole "you can't write off the Germans" thing. Australia, I mean, pretty much the same squad that they had last time around, and so I can't really see them getting through, although they will be tough opponents. And Ghana, I completely agree with what you've said about Ghana. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy for them, but there it is. So I am going to go Germany top and Serbia second, although I am so close to agreeing with Graham with Serbia top.
Okay,
but I'm going to go with Germany
that's
top.
Two votes then for Germany first and Serbia second, so that's the way we'll play it from here.
Yes, splendid.
But yes, could easily be around the other way. Interesting. That's interesting for England. Germany finishes second and we finish top, we'll be playing them in the second round.
Yes, absolutely,
indeed.
And
if we
both finish top, then we avoid them till the final. So very, very interesting developments there. On to Group E, which is the home of the much-fancied Dutch side. Them with Japan, Cameroon, and the dark horses of Denmark.
Sorry.
Klaas Bendtner is going to be the golden boot winner at this tournament. Mark my words. Terry, how do you think this group's going to pan out?
I can't remember what we've been through this before, and I can't remember what I arrived at before. But Japan are going to finish bottom of this group, so this is going to be between Cameroon and Denmark. I mean, Holland, Robin or no Robin, are going to dominate this group. I'm certain of it. They're going to be brilliant. Whether they'll go on and win the World Cup,
I think we can say we can all come to that agreement right now. I think that all of us are going to put Holland as top on this group.
Holland as top, but is it going to be Cameroon or is it going to be Denmark? I fancy both, to be frank. But the thing is, I think I'd fancy Denmark more. But I really want Cameroon to go second. But I mean, looking at Cameroon, so they have got some cracking players, but they've also got, you know, Andre Bique. I just don't think there's enough quality in the Cameroon side. Whereas I like Denmark, they're all, I mean, maybe quite sturdy, you know, steady professionals. I mean, Chris, you did a 32 for 210 about for 2010 about Denmark, so I'll be interested to hear what you think. But I don't think the Cameroon of Denmark.
I don't know. I think
Holland and then Denmark. I think is the way I think I'm going to go for this. I'd like to hear what you think about Denmark.
Hang on, let's just confirm. So, Graham, you've gone for sort of Netherlands and. Did you actually give a?
Graham's not.
I didn't know.
Not,
I would
Graham's
say I'm gonna plump for Denmark. I'm gonna pin the colours to the mast and say yes, Netherlands first and then Denmark second.
And that's pretty much what you said as well, Terry.
I'm afraid so. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Denmark. I don't think Denmark are quite the proposition perhaps that you might have seen in the 86 World Cup when they were obviously went out all guns blazing. Their qualification was not exactly spectacular, but I think they showed.
I don't think they will be, but I mean, like, you know, they beat Portugal twice, didn't they, in their qualification?
Yes.
So that's no, and they finished above Portugal in the group, which is no mean feat at all.
And Sweden, forget. Remember,
well, I was just going to say, I think they edged past Sweden. Group. In the qualifiers, I think they're not a bad team, but I think they'll edge Cameroon. I've got my doubts seriously about Cameroon. I've been reading today Samuel Eto'o kind of talking up their chances, and of course all the African teams, not just South Africa, but all the other African teams are going to be going there, basically trying to put on a good show and feeling like they're on home soil, even though it's not actually necessarily their country. So I think Cameroon will go and make a decent sort of show of it, but I really doubt whether they've got the wherewithal to overcome Denmark. So Denmark are very solid. If nothing else, you can sort of say that they've got a good defence and they've got one or two. You know, Brer Bentner, of course, as we mentioned already. So I'm inclined to go with Netherlands top and Denmark second. Cameroon, I think, if Cameroon could get a token. It sounds very derogatory, but a token good win over, say, Japan. I think that will give them some credit. But I think they'll have their work cut out trying to beat Denmark. So yes, Netherlands first, Denmark second for me too.
Which okay. Brings onto Group F. Sorry, Terry, you were going to say something?
No, I was just about to comment that I think that's our first
consensus. Yeah,
unanimous, isn't it? Yeah, we're all consensus, but our first unanimous one, isn't it?
Indeed,
I think just about.
Okay, so Group F, which is Italy's group, and they share it with New Zealand, Paraguay, and Slovakia. I think we'll go for Chris. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, you can't, of course, look much further than... I think in this group we've got two positions pretty much nailed on either end of the group, really. You've got Italy far and away the best team in Group F for my money, and New Zealand, who are... struggling. I'm trying to find something positive to say, especially as my wife is probably in a nearby room in this house who's from New Zealand waiting for me to say something very derogatory. Plucky New Zealand. There we go. Something positive. Now, I think you're looking at Italy top, New Zealand fourth, Paraguay, Slovakia. Paraguay, I was impressed with in the early stages of the South American qualifiers. They were easily a better team.
Yeah, they did all the work then, didn't they?
Yeah.
In the early stages, didn't
they? Unfortunately, went a bit of sleep sort of halfway through and just lost the plot a little bit, but then picked it up again at the end. Slovakia, I still see Slovakia as the team that England pretty much walked all over in. I don't know if it was a Euro 2008 qualifier or the qualifying rounds, even though they've got better since. So my gut instinct really is to go with Italy top and Paraguay second. That's where I'm going on that. Let's hand the baton now to you, Terry.
I'm going to agree with you.
Steady.
I'm going to say that. I don't fancy Italy to win the World Cup this time around, but I certainly fancy them to top this group. I think Paraguay are going to finish second as well, and the reason why I think they're going to finish second is because, and I'm being a bit parochial here, is because of Lucas Barrios.
No, I thought you were going to say Rocky Santa Cruz, but.
No, I'm not. So I'm going to say Lucas Barrios, who Bundesbag readers will know is the Argentine Dortmund striker who was signed from Colo-Colo at the beginning of the season, scored a hatful of goals for them and scored a hatful of goals for Borussia Dortmund. Turns out his ma is Paraguayan. He got his citizenship in time and he got put into the squad at the last minute before the World Cup and scored three goals in 110 minutes.
It's always nice when that happens, isn't it?
No, he did. Now, he's an old-fashioned fox in the box, as I believe that these days they are old-fashioned. So Paraguay will be a bit of a tactical throwback. Nevertheless, I think that they will beat Slovakia because, yes, Slovakia have done magnificently to qualify for the World Cup, but I don't believe that they are all that.
No.
Having said that, I've only seen them a few times, so, I mean, hey, you know, we're all guessing here, aren't we? But I think instinctively I'm going to go for Paraguay, and also because I want them to, damn it. But no, seriously, I do think so. I think that they've got Barrios in there, they've got some firepower, they've got a goal machine, and at that level, against Slovakia and against New Zealand, I think that'll be enough to see them through.
Right.
Graham.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the group of craziness. I think you're going to see some
there's a term that can catch on.
Some absolutely bonkers results in this group because look, Italy notoriously slow starters. They'll always have a real mare at some stage in the group stage, and that will mix it up. I think yeah, we've reached a well. You've both gone for Italy first and Paraguay second, and you know, thinking with my head, that's probably how I think it will work out. But I think you know, Slovakia could top this group easily. I do think that because I think Italy are gonna draw 0-0 with New Zealand in the crazy result things that you always get in the group stage.
Graham, I'll tell you what I do think is going to happen. What I was about to say when you finished, or when you were going to finish was, I think it'll be Italy 0, New Zealand 0 up until about 80-85 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I think the Italians will then probably get a winner, as I think is probably what will happen. New Zealand are a really, really bad team, so
yeah.
I'm not sure the romance extends without, that far
without,
all the way.
Without, without doubt, but I think you know it's that whole sort of like you know, or else New Zealand will go a goal up against them and then they'll lose 4-1 or something like that.
Let's not forget these two teams actually finished 4-3, didn't it? In a friendly about a year ago or so. It was which is maybe a one off, I suppose, but it was
that was a.
Quite exciting.
That was a practice. That was a practice match. To be perfectly honest, that was a practice match. I don't think there's much that can be ready.
So should we call Group F? I think we can say that it's going to be Italy and Paraguay. I think that's final Group F. We can draw a line under that. So how about you, Terry? You tell us about Group G, which is going to be Brazil, North Korea, Ivory Coast, and Portugal. What some people call the Group of Death. So what do you think?
Not you got this out of it.
I don't know. Is Drogba? We don't know. What's the latest with Drogba?
He's. I think that somebody.
He's had surgery.
Yes, he's had surgery. He's turned up. He's gone back to the training camp with his arm in a cast. And I think somebody I read in the paper today was essentially saying. For the fact that he's had surgery and gone back to that training camp, on the premise of there's still a very good chance he'll be playing, he's completely delusional, and there's absolutely no chance whatsoever that he's likely to form any part of their campaign unless he comes on for 5 minutes at the end of their third group game.
So right.
That is frankly ridiculous. To even entertain the notion that he might get a game. That's pretty much, and I kind of agree with that.
Right.
Really.
I think it's much of a match. I don't think Ivory Coast are going to do anything at this World Cup. I think it's going to be Portugal and Brazil are going to be one. I think it's going to be Brazil top, Portugal second, and I don't think Ivory Coast are going to get much of a look in. They're not going to get a look in against Brazil, and they're not going to get a look in against Portugal. And I think that's going to be that's going to sort out this group.
What do you reckon on that, Terry?
I think that I agree with that, yes. But, of course, you know what that means, is that the only African team we've got going through to the second round is the worst one.
Yeah,
I think that could happen. Who happened to be the host, but I think that's likely to happen. Yeah, no, I mean, I wrote a post about Ivory Coast, and I kind of wrote up their chances because I was feeling terribly optimistic, and I'd had a couple of gins inside me. So, but I mean, I can't... yeah, with Didier, I mean, the Drogba, over here, Drogba's image is somewhat tarnished because of his theatrics on the field. But, I mean, he's a magnificent footballer and a great ambassador for his country and, indeed, for his continent. I think you've got to have a heart of stone not to think that this is a deep personal tragedy for him that he's missing out on what should be a signature tournament for him. So that's a loss. But even so, even with him in there, I think I still would have been probably inclined to go for Brazil-Portugal, to be perfectly honest with you. So that I'm going to say yes, Brazil-Portugal.
Do you agree with that, Chris?
Well, I just said, do we know, because like, Portugal have kind of gone off my radar a little bit since the qualifiers, and they've just sort of scraped through. I mean, obviously they'd go to playoff, but I don't know how they've, haven't seen any news of how they've done in sort of warm-up games and things.
They're still ranked... third or fourth in the world, and they of their 12 games that they had in qualifying, they kept 9 clean sheets. So the only real sort of like they you know, yes, they finished second behind Denmark. That's what really for me says how well Denmark did in their qualification campaign. And I think what you see there is like they lost their home game against Denmark. They were 2-1 up. With 90 minutes played, and Denmark scored 2 goals in injury time. And it was that was the difference between Portugal actually finishing top of that group and having to go through a playoff against Bosnia, I think it was.
Yes, that's right.
It was indeed Bosnia.
So I think Portugal, you know, if you want to write them off, you know, you're a braver man than I.
I merely said they went off my radar. That's all I said.
I think they're still a force to be reckoned with. Not as much as Brazil, because I think Brazil can't be beaten at the moment.
Can I just also just point out that Nani is out of the World Cup.
Yes, that's right.
With a shoulder injury.
Yes, he is out. Yes.
So, but I don't think that necessarily alters the outcome of the group.
No.
Well, I'd just like to point out that the last sort of double header of games in that group is Portugal playing Brazil, and I think it'll be all over by then. I think they'll be playing out a draw. Not that I would wish to sort of insinuate that we're going to have a repeat of West Germany against Austria, but you know what I'm saying. Taps the side of his nose.
I think they'll both have 6 points in that game, and the other two will be fighting it out for their first points of the World Cup in at that stage. So.
Yes.
I think that will just be a playoff for who finishes first and second.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm inclined.
Which brings us on to Group H, which is Spain's group, and they're there with Honduras, Chile, and Switzerland. So, Terry, tell us about that.
Okay.
Time up.
Well, Spain are high possession, high quality football European champions, and should top that group with relative ease. Switzerland are dour, although as a footballing nation are emerging. They have Otto Hitzfeld is their coach, and a very fine coach he is too. Ex-Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund coach, winner of Champions League and Bundesliga for both of those clubs. I think Switzerland will be solid and well organised and well disciplined. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing how their under-20 team emerges in the years to come. In 2 years' time, Switzerland will be an interesting team, but I think this World Cup is one too early. Mm. Honduras I know very little about, apart from the fact that I'm very excited about seeing them.
Yeah.
But Chile I know quite a bit about.
Yeah, I only really know about their Wigan players, so I can't really say any more than that.
No. Well, Chile is all about Alexis Sanchez, isn't it? And Humberto Suarez. Suazo, thank you. Who is injured apparently, but may well be back in time for the second game. So I think that Chile are going to be one of the teams to watch, and I think we'll finish second.
Mm. Agree with that, Chris?
I do. I think no, I'm not. I'm going to slightly disagree. I'm going to go with Spain top. I think little to add to that for Spain. I mean, we all know how good Spain are. We'll be discussing them a little bit in greater length later on. But I think actually, I was quite impressed with the fact that Chile qualified so conclusively, did so well in qualifying. But I think Tim Vickery, as the god that he is, has expressed one or two doubts about whether they can actually kind of replicate that in the finals. And I just think Switzerland have got a sort of stronger, more sort of consistent squad. So I'm going to go for. I would be inclined to go for Spain first, Switzerland second. So
and I will actually agree with you there. I think Switzerland. I don't think it's going to be one too early for them. I think this is what they've been building up for, and I think they're going to use all the experience they've got in the last World Cup and the European Championship, and I think this time they're going to come good, and I think they're going to get through to the next stage. So yeah, I think Spain top, Switzerland second. Now people have already been listening to this for a good 35 minutes, so let's quickly go through.
Can I just explain
the benefits of all the teams there, so we can go through the second round quite quickly. Chris, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, this stage, if you want to press your red buttons, you can get the exact scores that we've predicted for those games already. Thank you very much.
Right, so the knockout stage starts on Saturday, June the 26th. Now, as far as we're concerned, at 3 o'clock on that Saturday, the first game is going to be France South Africa. France Greece. That's what we think is going to be the first game. So quickly, Chris, who do you think is going to win that one?
Weak though they are, I think in comparison to previous campaigns, I'm still inclined to go for France to edge that one.
Yeah. Okay. And Terry,
France.
And later that day, we've got England against Serbia in the evening. That's 7:30. Mm. So, what do we think there?
You go first. England. You go first. I was going to say, Graham, give us your opinion.
Me, I think we're going to have Serbia. I've been championing Serbia a lot, but I think, no, we'll have them on that one.
Yeah, I think if we play to the best of our potential, England, of course, then they'll win it. Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, certainly. Right, England go through there. Right, the next day we've got at 3 o'clock, it's the winners of Group D, which we've put down as Germany, and they're playing Slovenia. So who do we think is going to win that one?
Got to go with Germany, surely.
And Terry?
Being obvious, but I mean... Yeah.
But I think that'll be German pedigree. I think we'll see them through that one. German experience.
I would say if that was a Germany Slovenia, given the performance that Slovenia put in against Russia, mm-hmm. I think they could have them there. But of course, we put Slovenia in there instead of the USA. So USA Germany that game could easily be. Mm. But yes, I think the consensus is Germany. So let's go with Germany.
Okay.
The next one, the evening of the Sunday, is South Africa, the hosts, against Argentina.
No contest, really. Be,
as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the road for the hosts.
That's putting it politely.
Yes.
It's going to be a fantastic game, and it's going to be a magnificent atmosphere.
Yeah.
It actually happens, of course. Assuming the game actually takes place. But if it does, if our predictions are correct, then that will be a magnificent game, magnificent spectacle. But yes, Argentina. Yeah.
Going over to the Monday afternoon when we'll be at work, the Netherlands will be playing Paraguay. So, what do we think of that one? It's got to be Holland, isn't it?
Lightning form at the moment. I think they're definitely
they're going to cast aside Paraguay or whoever comes in out of that group with Italy. Of course, if Italy finish runners up in that group, then they'll be playing Holland, and that could be quite
a different
fixture,
situation.
But,
but.
In fact, Italy are going to be playing Denmark. So who do we think of that one?
Working on the premise that Italy, after their slow start, which they're bound to have, will have warmed up by then, I think they should be ready to take Denmark, although I didn't see that one going to extra time myself. But Terry?
Yeah, I worry about Italy. Lack of freshness in their squad, but yes, I mean, if we follow the form, then Italy starts slowly, and then by the time they get to the knockout stages, they're up and running. So yes, Italy.
All right, well, that's the second round done. Don't you wish it was always that?
No, we've still got
another two
fixtures left in there. Yeah, we've got Brazil versus Switzerland, but I think that's going to be a cakewalk.
Like I was saying, we've finished, haven't we?
Yeah, but we do have one game which is going to be a really, really, really tasty fixture, and that's going to be Portugal versus Spain.
I'm still sort of thinking of how bad Portugal were at times in that qualifying round, if nothing else, without even having to mention Spain, really. So
I think they're Spain's bunnies as well. I think as soon as they come back against Spain, they suddenly realise the whole neighbours thing starts kicking off, and I think Spain are going to have them.
Oh yes,
Terry.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll go with Spain.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
Which gives us a quarter-final lineup of France versus England, Holland versus Brazil, Argentina versus Germany, and Italy versus Spain.
I tell you what, that'll do for me. Germany, we should quit while we're ahead on that one. That's a pretty amazing lineup, isn't it?
That's a stonking lineup. That is
France, England. Come on, we've got to have France, haven't we?
Yeah.
Again, if we're come playing on,
got
potential,
we've gone this far, guys. We've gone this far. We could surely.
Yeah, we'll have France and get to the semis. Yes, indeed.
I think it's as good a time to be playing France as any, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is. Yep.
Argentina, Germany?
Argentina. See, there's two teams I think that are sort of a bit weaker perhaps than they have been. Blimey, that's a tough one. Argentina, Germany. I think I'd go with Germany.
Terry?
No, I think that Germany's injury problems and squad deficiencies are going to wear over the course of the tournament, and by they'll get to the quarter-final stage and they'll have run out of steam. And I think Argentina are going to be freaky deaky. They're going to be tremendous fun, and they might be a little bit all over the place, but they might not. They might be really, really together. I think that it's going to be the players who are going to look after themselves to a certain extent. Maradona will be their cheerleader to a large degree, and I think Argentina are going to do really well this tournament, and yes, I think they are going to beat Germany. It'll be revenge for 2006.
Quite so.
Right, so I'm going to go with Argentina as well. I think Argentina will have enough, and I think Germany will have run out of steam by then.
So
moving swiftly along, we could talk about this one for hours, but the Netherlands versus Brazil. Right, top of your head, one word answer, Terry, what do you think?
Brazil.
Chris?
Yeah, Brazil, but two fantastic teams. I know that's not one word, but I really can't see
past one word.
Brazil and how good they are at the moment. That could easily go to penalties, that one.
Yeah. I think that's paper thin close. I think just for the sake of consensus, we'll go with Brazil for that one. But yeah, Netherlands could easily get through that one. And finally, just to sum up the quarterfinals, Italy versus Spain. Chris, you go first on this one.
Spain for me.
Spain and Terry.
Italy.
Oh, which makes me cast my vote. And I think I'm going to come down with Spain for this one. So Italy out in the quarters, and I think it will be about three red cards and nine yellows.
Fatalities.
It's going to be built up as a fantastic match, and it's going to be a bloodbath.
it's going to be Portugal Holland from 2006.
Which gives us the semi-finals of England versus Brazil and Argentina versus Spain, and so end of the road for England. Good old run, but at least we won't have penalties. We'll be completely embarrassed 4-0 in the semi-finals.
That's about the most creative approach to finding a positive in a situation like that I think I've ever heard. Well done, Graham. That's really good. At least we won't have penalties. Very good.
Are we agreed on this one?
Yes, I think
Brazil, I'm afraid,
far more in the tank, shall we say, to be able to beat England. Sad, though it is to say it.
Yeah. Terry?
Yes, absolutely. Completely agree.
Yeah. Which leaves the other semi-final of Argentina-Spain. And where are we going with this one?
You start off, Graham, on that one.
I'm going to go with Argentina.
Shock horror.
Yep. Shock horror. I think Spain will turn up thinking that they've got that absolutely toasted, and no, it's not going to happen. And Argentina are going to sneak their way through. That's going to be another ugly game. Also, as well, is Spain will be like running on empty after losing half their team in the Italy game.
Terry?
The World Cup does often throw up a finalist that people look at them and say, how on earth did you get here? not last time, admittedly, but in 2002, people looked at Germany and said, how did you get here? When Argentina got to the final in 1990, people didn't quite know how they got there. Italy in 94...
Yeah,
there are plenty of examples of teams that seem to just arrive at the final, and no one really knows how they did it. And Argentina will be that team. They will beat Spain, and they will go to the final.
I can see that. I'm inclined to make the leap of faith and believe that could happen. I will go for Spain tokenistically, but yeah, I can easily see that you made a very good argument, let's put it that way. So, yeah, so it looks like by consensus, by 2-1 vote, we're going through with Argentina through to the final. Where they play, Graham?
Well, where they play Brazil. And, of course, normally when these teams who do arrive at the final get their
asses
quite comprehensively shown the door. So, and I think they will be. I think Brazil-Argentina will be a fantastic spectacle, but I think Brazil will win for the sake of football.
Go back to the Copa America 2007, when the two played in the final there, and Argentina were superb in that tournament. They were immaculate, in fact, in many ways. They had Riquelme put in the side there, admittedly, along with Messi, and they were immense, absolutely immense, but they were totally shooed by Brazil in the final. 3-0 it was, and I wouldn't be terribly surprised if it wasn't the same thing again. In fact, I'm going to go away. It's going to be either Brazil, the World Cup final will be won by Brazil by 3-0.
Excuse me while I just quickly fill in my laptop.
You heard it here first, people. Yeah. That is an intercepted memo from FIFA headquarters itself.
One of many.
I'm going to go with you there. I think Brazil. So Chris, tidy this up.
Yeah. I had to. I'll put all my cards on the table. I had Brazil really as the winners right from the start. I should have said that to save this whole sorry mess and to take up so
nonsense.
Much of your time. But yes,
nonsense. It's been tremendous fun.
It has.
Well, there we go.
Well, and that's it. And that's what we think is going to happen. Brazil to win 3-0 in the final against Argentina. You remember where you heard it first.
Yes, and if you don't put a bet on, then don't come running to us saying, "Yeah, we should have told you," because we just did. It's been great fun. I think our sort of own distinctive way of doing a bit of a preview there. Of course, all the action kicks off in about 3 days' time. I think it's 3 days, isn't it? Or three or four. I think this coming Friday. We're recording this on a Tuesday night, so never fear, we will be back for the first of many World Cup Sound of Football podcasts throughout the competition. We're back next. We'll be recording on the evening, I think, of the England versus USA game, I think, which will be Saturday night, hopefully. Basically, if you go along to the Sound of Football website, which is soundoffootball.blogspot.com, you'll hopefully get details on there of all our forthcoming recordings and so on and so forth. And of course, if you subscribe via iTunes, then you'll be able to download all the shows on there. But for the time being, thank you very much indeed for listening. We hope that you, like us, will enjoy the World Cup when it comes around. But for the time being, it's goodbye from myself, from Terry, and from Graham. See you again soon. Goodbye.
See you. Bye.
Follow the Sound of Football on Twitter at www.twitter.com/soundoffootball.